Blog Talk Radio.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offering of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord, God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
And protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace.
Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Father, I pulled some prayers from Facebook tonight that I'll go over. Julie was asking us to pray for peace, love, and protection for all. Kathy was asking that her husband is going to try an alternative method of medicine to treat the side effects of his chemotherapy. She wants us to pray that he has a positive outcome and that his body aches stop, that his energy comes back, and that we can move on together as a family. Cheryl is asking us that she could use prayers as she's having a difficult time with depression right now. And Vicky was asking for prayers to allow her sciatica to heal and to have less pain with movement. Jenny was asking for prayers for the well-being of her daughter and herself, and that they may find their way in this world and find happiness despite the chaos and healing for her anxiety. Nikki is asking for prayers that her friend Tony have a safe and peaceful transition to heaven. Tony apparently had a fatal cardiac arrest, and also prayers that her friend and Tony's husband of 25 years may find peace and comfort during this difficult time. And lastly, that Kenneth, please pray that he is able to find employment soon. And Father, do you have any intentions?
I want to lift up the victims of the shooting last year in Charleston. I know that their loss is great and it's grievous, but I also want to lift up the lost soul of Dylan Roof. We're all children of God. We all have the spark of the divine. Our actions or lack of actions, God loves us all. And I just lift up the community of the AME Church in Charleston and the family of Dylan Roof.
Thank you. And I further add for all clergy and seminarians of the USOCC Catholic Church and for the church to continue its mission, and for all those who are tempted to sin against life, that they may turn from the darkness and embrace the infinite love of light and God. So for our intentions and the intentions of others, Lord, you've heard the prayers of your people, and for all those in need, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For these prayers and for all of our prayers, the Church humbly prays.
Amen.